It's To the Best of Our Knowledge. I'm Anne Strainchamps, and today we're talking about reconciliation, how to recover personal and political harmony. And here's jazz performer Esperanza Spalding on what a lifetime of improvising has taught her about reconciliation.
As any seasoned improviser will tell you, you always kind of reach the limit of what you've practiced. I want to find what's actually there. Like, I want to find out why I feel uncomfortable with that drummer. I want to go into that. I want to go into the, like, blah, discomfort and the yuck. And I want to go right into the middle of it with them. And I want us to be brave enough to hear what that sounds like and unpackage it and reveal it and even look like jerks if we need to. And show what it is. Where's the conflict coming from? And then how can we co-create with that? But you can't do it by yourself. That's the crazy thing. You have to, in that moment, be willing to leap out past your ability and go like, okay, I'm gonna start on this sound. And you start to play in that direction. And what happens, all of a sudden, a context rises to meet you. And that phenomenon, what I just described, we will have to apply off the bandstand to create more coherence. The other day, we were talking about democracy, talking about, like, where do we want to see our union? And I realized, like, actually, the challenge for me, anyway, is like figuring out how to reconcile with the other. As we know, if you've ever been a part of an entity that votes for anything, like on PTA or in a band or where you want to go have dinner, just because you won, just because what you wanted to happen happened, people you disagree with don't just disappear. You all have to go to that dinner together. You know, half people don't really want to be there. So then what's your responsibility to that 49%? I get into a rehearsal room and I have to confront these challenges of my wants and my intentions with other people's wants and intentions. And the same sensation is triggered when, let's say, I'm at a coffee shop and start to have a conversation with somebody that sees things really differently. And they're my neighbor, and I'm going to see them every day. And we're going to have to find a common ground because they're not going to go away. Whatever happens with this election or any election, we live with each other. Our futures are tied up with each other because we're both voting in the same city. It, like, activates a similar kind of defense mechanism. A similar kind of hunger for finding our commonality, you know? That's the area we can push, just like on the stage in the improv. Like, okay, I know when it gets diminished or up-tempo, I start to fall off. So that's what I gotta practice.
Jazz performer Esperanza Spalding. Her latest album is Emily's D+ Evolution.